Scott Zolak.
I think it's a disaster.
Mark Bertrand.
I know. I want to get it out.
98.5, the Sports Hub.
I wonder if the Swiss soccer team is anything like the Swiss bobsledding team in Cool Runnings. Those guys are such jerks. The Swiss.
In Cool Runnings?
Yes.
The Swiss.
You don't remember that?
No. See, I was watching this soccer match right now with Iceland, and I was like, oh, I hate Iceland because of Mighty Ducks 2. That's what I was thinking. Gunnar Stahl, I was like, oh, Iceland.
I can't believe you don't remember the Swiss in Cool Runnings.
No.
They wanted to be just like the Swiss.
I don't.
Because, like, the Swiss bobsledding team was so badass.
So they were good. But you're saying they were kind of pricks. They weren't very likable. They weren't very friendly.
Oh, they were not friendly. No. I mean, they ended up by the end, you know, they're like, "Hey, Jamaica."
They kind of have a mutual respect for one another.
Yeah, by the end, you know.
It's like, "Okay.
Jamaica, good job, man." You know, like, "Hey, Jamaica." That's what they said at the end.
Is that, like, how they talk in Switzerland?
That's how they said it. The guy in the it was like, "Hey, Jamaica."
That's how the guy in Switzerland
yes,
talks.
Yes, it was. It was how the guy in the movie talked. I'm telling you, that's how it was. Anyone who's ever seen Cool Runnings can back me up on that.
I've seen it. I don't recall all that.
You don't even remember the Swiss, so I question whether or not you even saw the movie.
I'm trying to think of the last time I saw Cool Runnings. It was a while ago. D2 I've seen more recently. D2 I've seen, you know, in the last...
Dereese and Sanka having the big fight about the Swiss team.
Yeah,
again, they want to do everything like the Swiss.
I just remember feel the rhythm,
feel the rhyme,
feel something. It's bobsled time. What does it feel?
I think it's like get on up. It's
something.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
This is a call that I'm hesitant to take. It's on the board.
that's a good start. We green light those on the night show.
But
no hesitation on the night show with those.
Hey, Jim, I don't know if you have it handy, but the first call we played today, maybe in the first call we had today, we have a recording of it. You had a message for me. I don't know that it could get any worse than this.
Wow, Beetle, you are the f***ing best. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Go on.
Okay.
And then?
Wow. That's really awesome. Great take.
I don't know that we could get worse than that. But this is someone who says anonymous.
Oh, boy.
They've got an inside scoop on Hanley.
Nice. Oh, I've been wanting to hear about this.
What do you think it is?
What do I think it is?
Yeah, what do you think the inside scoop is on Hanley?
I think Hanley had a big night at the Buffalo Wild Wings. That's what I think.
I mean, as good a guess as any.
Yep.
All right, Anonymous, what's your scoop?
How's it going? So I was calling in about this. So my buddy was talking about this. So his best friend is a state trooper, right?
Oh, boy. Here we go.
I promise you, I thought...
Tread lightly. Yeah. Get the dump button ready, Jim.
Yeah, my best friend's a trooper.
Remember this for when this happened. So my buddy's a state trooper. He was telling me, he goes, hey, they pulled over a guy. So they asked the license registration. They ran the registration. It was the Hanley's car. Hanley wasn't in the car. So they called Hanley. Was like, hey, do we have authorized...
To drop that, because that's an accusation that we can't substantiate.
Not sure where we thought that was going to go. I'm not sure.
I didn't see it going there.
Not sure. That's about where I expected it to go. Just in terms of an accusation, maybe not the specifics of
the
accusation.
Right, you knew it was going to be something illegal.
I felt it was going to be something accusatory.
Something illegal.
I feel like you could see that one coming.
Yep.
Yep.
Pulled them over. Everything checked out. Sent him on his way.
Yep.
And we got his car back the next morning.
He said, nothing to see here. Nothing to see here. You're a great citizen. You contribute to society.
It's like Ty Law. No, that's my cousin's bag and those are his drugs.
Yep. Not mine. Not mine.
Man, I have nothing to do with it.
Nope.
I am sorry, though. I am sorry that happened, but that has nothing to do with me.
Mm-hmm.
Nope. I have many vehicles, many cars.
Many cousins.
Jeff from Nashua on the line. He's got an inside scoop about the Celtics' latest draft pick. Were you at the Buffalo Wild Wings? Were you at Buffalo Wild Wings last night?
No, sir. No, sir.
Okay. All right. What do you got?
My cousin is the, and this is not, you know, one of those.
He's a state trooper?
Yeah, he's a trooper. No, my cousin's a trooper.
No, he's a director of player development for the Texas A&M men's basketball team. So
I was fortunate
enough, and you can look it up, Alex Lloyd. I saw Robert Williams play twice this year when they came to the Barclays in a preseason tournament in November against Penn State and Oklahoma State. He's a good player. I mean, I don't know too much about the guy, the Villanova guy that the last caller said two ago that they wanted to take instead of him. But Robert Williams is just—he's immature, but he's a lottery talent. And I think this is a great situation with a coach like Brad Stevens. And he's 6'9", he's 260. Like he was dunking all over the place in that game. And I mean, he's a good player. I mean, at number 27, everything's a crapshoot, anyways. After the lottery, but I like the player. I like the pick, and I've seen him play firsthand. And then I think the Celtics got a good player. I'll hang up and listen. Thanks.
Okay, Jeff, appreciate the call. Good jumping off point on this part.
Ooh, Alex Lloyd from Burlington, Vermont, went to Rice High School in Burlington, Vermont,
which nobody gives a flying bleep about, other than maybe you.
Went to Pomona College. You know who else went to Pomona? Greg Popovich.
Trivia time with Jones.
Some good insight. Some good basketball.
Also works in Texas.
Some good.
Also works in the state of Texas.
Now we're getting somewhere.
We're on to something.
Now we're connecting the dots.
Brad Stevens will now have a difficult, maybe, player that he's got to get with the program, get him to mature, right? Has Brad Stevens had a lot of difficult players?
Not that we know of.
I don't think he has.
I mean, not that we know of.
So maybe this is...
He had one guy punching out a picture frame last year. I don't think that was easy to manage.
But that's a guy who's committed to playing basketball. That guy loves basketball.
Hasn't really figured out...
What was that?
Hasn't really figured out how to shoot. I figure if you like basketball, maybe you'd shoot. Maybe you'd do the number one thing in basketball,
no,
learn how to shoot.
He's just not good at it. But I would say that in terms of his... He likes the sport. He's committed to playing basketball. Oh, God, Jones. Who would be more of a challenge, Marcus Smart or this kid?
Well, it feels like this kid would be a challenge. Yes. How do you know they didn't have any issues last year? That's all.
I know, but this is a known issue.
You had your star player skipping out on a game 7. I don't know. I mean, he may have had to manage more than we realize.
You hold the Kyrie thing against him for skipping game 7?
Yeah.
Okay. I like that. I have too.
Can schedule.
Why did he need the surgery when he had the surgery? Did you hear my latest theory on that?
When did he bust up his nose?
Well, no, he's had the nose thing for a while. He finally decided to go ahead and have.
That's
the
what
surgery.
I'm saying. Right? You could have had. He could have had the surgery months ago. He could have had the surgery months in advance.
Not while you're playing. You have to do it in an off season.
Yeah, he hasn't been playing forever. He hasn't been playing since March.
Okay, but he had two surgeries on the knee. Your case should be this, Jones. Let me help you on this take. Why couldn't you have done it later in the off season? Why couldn't you have done it in July?
I just said that. You could have done it earlier or later. You didn't have to do it in the middle of Game 7. I agree with you 100%.
Okay, yeah. But do you know what my working theory on why he had it when he did?
Because of the movie premiere.
Promotional schedule for Uncle Drew.
Smart. I don't...
Like, are you kidding me?
I don't disagree with any of that.
That, to me, is like...
If you hear him talk to...
Where are your priorities?
Well, if you listen to him with Bill Simmons, all he cares about is playing basketball.
And making movies.
And
then the avenue to do other things like art and culture and going back to school at Duke.
Yeah, and
but
besides...
Wait a minute, what?
Besides, you know, dropping a single on the feature film. Yeah, he just cares about basketball. That's all he cares about.
Anthony in the car. Hey, Anthony.
Hey, what's going on, boys?
Yeah. What's up?
That was good milk on that Spellman take. That kind of leads into what I was saying, or my question. Which was, who maybe was the other guy that Danny was talking about? Because they were clearly looking at his medicals when Terry was on the phone with him, and they just weren't sure, and they probably had another guy they were going to go with. And I don't know if it was Spellman, or if anybody knows, or if there's an article, but...
That's a good question. Who, you know, were they committed to drafting, Anthony? It's a good question to have. Were they committed to drafting a big guy there? Or would they have looked at who was just, as McCone likes to do,
BPA.
The BPA, best player available, or were they willing to draft outside of that?
Do you believe Ainge?
Yeah, I think they were going for a center, and I think they were going for a center that Beadle was talking about. I've been saying this for a couple months now. They don't need the shooting from the center position. You can win a championship in the league without that. You don't need a three-point shooter at center.
Yep, And you know what? Spellman could shoot. He's a better offensive player. Defensively, he's not as good as what you probably get
from
Williams.
So I
know that. He's not. He's not as good defensively.
No, but I said this last night. Like, I wanted them to take a front court player. Because I think the Celtics are at a point where you can start drafting for need. I don't think they should have just sat there and taken best player available.
I'm with you on this.
Like,
I agree with that.
You're trying to compete for a title next year. You're trying to match up with Golden State and win the East. Like, there's a need in your front court. I'm happy they drafted a front court player. We can quibble about the individual if you want. But I think that was an obvious
need.
Oh,
we will, Jones.
No,
don't you worry.
I mean, we have been.
We
right?
will quibble.
But I think I'm happy they went with the front court there. I'm happy that that's the area they chose to upgrade because I don't think the Celtics are at a point where you need to go best player available. We talk about this with the Patriots all the time. When you're contending for titles, when you're in the mix for championships, you can try to attack a need. I think that's what the Celtics tried to do last night. So I wouldn't be surprised, to answer his question,
yep,
if their fallback was another big man.
So I asked if you believe in Ainge because he said he was asked that question after the in the press conference, or maybe it was on NBC Sports Boston, one or the other.
Yeah.
And he said it just happened to be both. It happened to be that
best
the guy that they had
and,
the best player
yeah,
that also helped fill the need
it
that
was
they had. I don't know if
triangulation
says that, but
of needs and best players.
It's what most executives
triangulation.
I feel like that's
time.
What most executives say. Well, we didn't think he'd be there, and he fits a need.
They sell it after the fact. I felt they were selling it to us last night.
As
soon as we were at 17 and he was still there, we got excited. You got excited.
He said 10, they tried to trade up.
10 picks in advance, you got excited?
I happen to agree with Ainge on this. I think he was the best player available, and I do think he fit a position of need.
Because if that were true, that you got excited at 17 that he was going to drop to 27, if you thought he was that good, you'd assume, oh, someone at 19 will take him. Oh, 20, they'll take him.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, he dropped to 21. You're not at 17 going, he might drop to us at 27.
Right.
What?
No, he said they tried to trade up and they couldn't.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different than saying you were excited for him to fall to you at 27 and you started thinking he would fall to you at 27 when he passed 17. That makes more sense.
Sounds
that they
like
were
the
trying
trade
to move
was
up.
More viable past 17, though. Once he got past 17,
I would agree with
it's
that.
Easier to trade.
I think once he hit 17,
natural.
You're like, whoa, what's happening with this guy? You know, like
the rest of us are like, oh, this guy's falling.
No, but
what's his deal?
But do you know what I mean? Like, I bet people in the league, that's where it really started. Once he's out of the lottery, you're like,
yes.
Wait a minute, why is he still there? That would be my takeaway.
Yep.
Not that they thought at 17 or 18 he'd fall to them, but that. Okay, why is he falling? I think that's what it was.
Sorry, Celtics pick from last night, Bruins offseason thoughts. And we also have a football item that I think we should hit on. It's a suspension that was handed down to a starting NFL quarterback. We'll touch on that story next.
Hot takes.
I am Superman.
Oh, yeah.
Wrong song.
Oh. Zoe and Beetle, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
(617) 779-0985. Jameis Winston suspended by the NFL for 3 games for allegedly grabbing an Uber driver's crotch. Can I say that in any more certain terms for you? Do you need to know anything else?
No. I think you pretty much covered it.
This guy is bad news. He's always been bad news. There's a mountain of evidence to tell you that he's bad news.
No, there were no red flags with this player, were there?
Disgraceful individual, Jameis Winston. This particular incident happened in March of 2016, in which a female Uber driver in Scottsdale, Arizona, claimed that Winston grabbed her crotch. So the report is out that he is expected to be suspended for several games. It turns out it's 3 games, and he will not appeal. Do you know what that tells me?
What?
That is a negotiated deal between Jameis Winston and the NFL. That is a negotiated punishment.
Because otherwise you push back on it, right?
Otherwise, it's a 6-game ban, and he pushes back.
Right, exactly. Well, and just, hey, if it's a 3-game suspension, if he didn't agree with it, then you try to get it down to 1 or 2 or get it eradicated altogether.
Exactly.
Interesting.
And
so you think there's a deal going on here.
So
my
question would be, the next part is, why? Why are you going light on Jameis Winston? And the only legitimate reason that I could come up with why the NFL would be willing to do this is not because they just want to be nice to the guy or they want to just, you know, sort of minimize the damage of suspending a starting quarterback in their league. It's because they don't have good evidence. They believe it happened. They, in their heart, know it happened, but knowing that something happened and being able to prove that something happened are two different things. And maybe their evidence is not good.
Well, if they don't have good evidence, why wouldn't Winston
Because maybe they know more than what's out there. Maybe Winston knows there's more to the story.
I mean,
he would be fearful that more of that story would come to light.
I see.
The danger. This is what we think happened. We don't know that it happened, but man, you would hate for this to get out. And so why don't you just take your medicine?
We know more than what's out there, so take your three games, Jameis Winston. Maybe. Again, tough to see it happen to that guy. Seems like a good guy. No red flags with him. No concerns with him coming into the league. So, real shame that it happened to him.
He sucks.
He sucks as a person. I don't know if he sucks as a quarterback, but he sucks as a person.
He does both. He's not very good. He's not getting any better. See him getting
any
better?
He has not gotten better. No,
he's not gotten better at all.
He was miserable against the Patriots last year.
He's got a coach who I think is terrible. I don't think his coach is very good. And I know that Jason Light is a guy that's got Patriots ties, but you watch Hard Knocks last year. I'm less than impressed with that guy.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm less than impressed with their entire operation down there in Tampa Bay. Was that last season or two seasons ago?
No, two seasons ago was Jeff Fisher in L.A.
Okay,
right?
It was last summer.
Yeah.
They were on Hard Knocks last year.
I watched the Rams season. I must have missed the Tampa season.
I thought, this guy's going to suck. This team is going to suck. And their quarterback's a bozo, which he is. What a clown show. What a clown show that is down there in Tampa. Can't wish enough suspensions on a guy like Jameis Winston.
Can I make a prediction?
Of course you can.
How over-under? Maybe it's more of a question than a prediction. Over-under on how long until we get a phone call that, what's up? Look at the NFL. Tom Brady got four games for the ideal gas law because the NFL doesn't understand the ideal gas law. Jameis Winston only gets three for this.
Okay, here would be my response to that.
Get ready for those. Once you open up this topic, get ready
for
those.
Okay, let's do it in this way.
Yeah.
Is three games enough for Jameis Winston?
No.
No, it's not.
Of course not.
Does that have anything to do with Tom Brady getting four?
I would say no.
No. They're not. You can compare the two, but Jameis Winston not getting enough games on its own with no other comparisons, he didn't get enough. You're right. I mean, I guess you're right if that's the way you want to argue it. But again, I'm giving you some of the reasons why that might be the case. They may not have the evidence to do it. They may, you know, say to themselves, hey, if we try and suspend him six and he appeals and we get through an appeals process that we get sort of, I don't know, exposed for not having good evidence or good testimony or whatever the hell it might be. Better to get him for three games than get him for none.
Just more evidence.
Right?
Just more evidence that the NFL has it out for the Patriots, Beetle.
I don't think that is.
The NFL hates us because they ain't us. That's why. That's what's going on.
Billy's in Waltham. Hey, Billy.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
What's up?
So I feel like, I don't know how Brad Stevens likes this pick. I can't see him liking it. I feel like a lot of the red flags that popped up with this kid Williams are the same ones that popped up for DeMarcus Cousins, and he didn't want anything to do with that guy. I don't know. It just doesn't feel like a Stevens guy to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what I would say is tough. Welcome to the NBA. You might have to coach some tough personalities, Brad. This ain't Butler. So that's what I would say to him.
Hey, I like the pick. I'm on board. I'm with you. I think the same thing. It just doesn't.
All right, so you agree.
Like Brad Stevens type of guy.
Maybe he doesn't like him. Maybe Brad hates the pick.
So what? So coach him, Brad.
So
that's
what?
That's your job.
Maybe he doesn't like him.
Yeah.
Maybe he thinks all the things that we've thought. Oh, what a train wreck this guy's going to be.
Right. But at 27,
Brad,
at 27, what else were we getting?
Here's the thing. Brad has the ability to say, hey, Robert, or you know what? I'm going to piss you off. I'm going to call you Bob. Hey, Bob.
How dare you?
How dare you? Why don't you see that seat right there at the end of the bench? Why don't you go sit down there? Thanks, yeah. Bud. Thanks, Bobbo.
Bobbo.
Take a seat there.
Bobby.
Bobby.
Again, I'm going very respectful. I would never call someone Bob. I would go right to a Mr. I would go right to Mr. Williams is what I would go to.
Brian's in Pembroke. Brian.
Hey, guys. I just thought it was interesting. Winston misses those first three games. He misses the Saints, Eagles, and Steelers.
Yeah, it's a good schedule or tough schedule.
Pencil in three losses. Selfish guy. He probably didn't want to play anyways.
So he's saying, oh, those might have been three losses anyway. I didn't want to play. That maybe is why Winston didn't push back, is what he's saying. I don't necessarily agree with that.
Because he looks at the schedule and says, well, I'm going to get smoked in all those games anyway.
We're going to lose all those games anyway. Our team stinks. So what the hell? I'll see him week four.
I'll say see you later.
Yeah.
Saints, what do you say? Saints, Eagles, Steelers,
correct,
right?
Correct.
And then it goes Bears.
He's back for the Bears. There you go.
In week four.
It's a way to make some money.
Falcons in week five. That's a good game. Mm-hmm. The Browns in week six. He could go 2-1 in his first three starts.
He should have gone with a five-game suspension.
I doubt that he will, because they won't be very good again. Robin Hudson. Hi, Rob.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up?
Not much. The reason I think that Jameis Winston's not going to try to appeal the suspension is because if you look at his salary for this year compared to next year, it goes up exponentially. So he's barely going to lose any money missing these three games compared to what he'd lose if he appealed and it got drawn out and he's was suspended next year instead of this year.
Right. I mean, it's still also only June, and there's still 3 months, so they could have a preliminary hearing on this. I mean, I think the two sides got together and hammered it out, because if they started going down that road, what if he had a strong case? What if Jameis Winston said, you don't have any evidence? What evidence do you have? My word against hers, or something along those lines. And they felt like they didn't have great evidence, but they felt in their heart that this guy did it. So they got as much as they could possibly get. What if he had a good case and then he didn't have to serve it?
Yeah, I mean, maybe. Again, I understand your theory that there was more info there. And he may not want more of that info coming out. Like, we think we know all the details, but we don't. We don't even know the half of it. And maybe the NFL can't prove all of it, but they can make it a tougher situation. And, hey, Jameis, just take your three-game suspension. You know you did it. We can't prove it. You know you did it. There's more information. It's going to get worse for you. Take your three games. Let's all move on. We've been investigating it for 2 years. You deserve some games here. You deserve to miss time in college, and you never missed any time there. So what the hell? Serve your three games, and then let's all get on with our lives. I mean, maybe that's what was going on.
617-779-0985. I'm not all that familiar with the McCone Zone.
Oh, the McCone Zone.
That's
a game changer.
Adam Jones segment.
No, it's a McCone segment. It's not a Jones segment.
Well, don't you do it on your show?
Well, we've done it on the night show. Yeah, but it's a vehicle. It can be anywhere.
Does it happen on the weekends?
It should.
The McCone Zone?
It does not happen on the weekends.
What? So the only show it's ever happened on is Jones's show.
Specifically a tool for the Adam Jones show.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I know more about your show than you do.
I don't need to talk to Johnson and Flynn about
this. We're going to have a McCone Zone coming up next.
Sports Hub Headlines.
All right, Celtics. Last night, with one pick in the NBA draft, and they used it to select Texas A&M big man Robert Williams. One of the other stories coming out of last night, Michael Porter Jr. falling all the way to 14. Chris Mannix tweeting out today that the reason was the medical. Specifically, the back issues were, quote, terrifying. NHL agent Ilya Kovalchuk will meet with four teams today, L.A., San Jose, Vegas, and the Boston Bruins. Red Sox back at Fenway tonight, taking on the Mariners. Steven Wright gets the start for Boston, first pitch set for 7:10. In the NFL, as the guys just mentioned, the league planning on suspending Bucks quarterback Jameis Winston for the first three games of the season for violating the league's personal conduct policy. In World Cup action, Nigeria beat Iceland 2-0 earlier this morning. Brazil topped Costa Rica 2-0. And later on this afternoon, in about a half an hour, Serbia takes on Switzerland. Sports Hub Headlines brought to you by Fitchburg State University, online and on campus. Summer session starts July 9th. Register at fitchburgstate.edu/summer. I'm Tim McCone on Boston's home for Sports 98.5. The Sports Hub, your next update, 30 minutes.
Zolak and Bertrand continues on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
You unlock this door with the key of imagination. Beyond it is another dimension. A dimension of sound. A dimension of sight. A dimension of mind. You're moving into a land of both shadow and substance, of things and ideas. You've just crossed over into
the McCone Zone.
Oh, this is new. I like this.
Yeah, this is Jerry Mungo, who looks just like Mason Sousa. Look, you want me to show you?
Looks like Mason, yeah.
Oh, does he ever. This was picked up on last week. I don't know how this happened.
got women, you got women on your mind. I mean, I kind of see it.
It's Susan, dude. Look it. Look it. It's him. She's like him right now.
Just like, I kind of see it.
Just like.
That's who sings this?
Yeah. Yep. All right, so the McCone Zone is this. I'm just going to let you do it.
Well, it's pretty free-flowing at this point. We've had three of them. It kind of went off the rails the last time we did this. Two nights ago, we did the best and worst draft picks of the recent, I would say, the McCone era of the Boston Celtics.
Madness? Is this like the new Kiefer Madness?
No, not really. I would.
Give me an example.
I don't like you to put it in a box like that.
Okay,
you know
I don't
want to
do that.
No.
I'm just asking if that's it's in the same vein.
Give me an example of a missed Celtics pick.
I would say Fab Melo would have been one. Now, unfortunately, when we did this, it happened to be Fab Melo's birthday. It was very unfortunate circumstances at the time.
He's also passed on.
That was also brought up.
I don't like talking about dead guys.
It was unfortunate timing.
It was a little dark. It was a little macabre.
Clean it up, macabre.
It took a nasty turn.
God.
All right, you guys touched on a bunch of different stuff for social media with the draft last night.
Yes, we did. There's a lot happening.
Terry Rozier FaceTiming Danny Ainge. Well, with the third pick, the Hawks made a selection.
With the third pick in the 2018 NBA Draft, the Atlanta Hawks select Luka Doncic from Ljubljana, Slovenia, and Real Madrid.
All right, that was an emotional moment for Luka. Gets up in the green room, goes to hug his mom, Mirjam Potterbin.
Yep.
I feel like that's definitely how you pronounce it.
Yeah, Mirjam.
She happens to be smoking hot. Have you seen pictures of
these? I saw this. Yeah, I did. I saw it last night.
And players around the NBA took notice. Instantly, Andre Iguodala tweets out, "Mom's decent!" Exclamation point.
Like guys are like, ah, here we go. Yeah, that mom's decent. Iguodala was right there front and center. Who else, McCone?
It was Andre Iguodala.
Iguodala? Can I ask a question? How old is she?
She can't be that old.
Are you
looking at her picture right now?
What are you saying?
No, I'm just wondering how old she is because she looks young. She does not look like the man's mother.
No.
He's not a man. He's a boy. But she does
right.
not.
Like, I would get if Luka Doncic didn't want to leave his home. I don't really get why Mikal Bridges is so attached.
I mean, I'm not going to lie. I saw her with him last night, and I thought it was his girlfriend, not his mother.
No, easily. Yeah,
I was like, what is this? You get to bring your girlfriend now? I was like, he's not married. He's too young. And then I found out it was his mother, and I'm like, no.
and you were like,
Mom's decent.
Mom is decent. Yeah.
So tough transition for Luka into the NBA there. We got one other story from social media last night, and that was the Atlanta Hawks. So they had the 19th pick in the draft, and they wanted to trade up. To 17, they had a deal in place at the time with the Milwaukee Bucks. But unlike Danny Ainge, who didn't tip his pick, Woj and all those guys were so ahead of where the actual draft was, the Hawks realized that they wouldn't actually have to trade a selection to move up in the draft, so they just stood at 19 and took their player.
They were able to do the math and just... Really?
Like, Woj was so far ahead in terms of the picks.
That by the time they were on the clock, they were like, oh, we're not even on the
clock. When they were like, let's do the trade, the Hawks were like, actually, we're all set. Because he's going to fall. Our guy's going to be there.
Our guy will be there at
19. Oh, my God. They knew he was going to be there, and they're like, yeah, never mind.
Yeah, they were going to trade with the Bucks, and Shams from Yahoo had already put out there that the Bucks were taking DiVincenzo. So the Hawks were like, all right, we have two guys left. We're picking two picks from now, so we're not going to make a move.
We'll take either
one. We're not going to give up an asset.
So they took Herter, right? Herter was them at 19?
Yep.
I don't remember who was sandwiched in
so
between.
So Woj and Shams are blowing up the draft. They are they're not just covering it anymore. They are having influence over what plays out in the draft.
That is
crazy. Yeah. That is nuts.
Did you find him amusing last night?
Who?
Woj.
I didn't see any of his stuff.
Oh,
live.
Right, because you were at U2.
Yeah, U2.
I'm sorry. Well, what did you think of him?
That was
live reenactment of Beatle and Tom Brady last night.
Elevation! Woo! I was doing that with Brady, me and TB12.
So you're missing out on Woj's tweets, all of his clever
in
tweets.
The name of love, in the name of love! Oof. A little pitchy, dog. A little pitchy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's not for me, dog.
Yeah, so the ESPN and the NBA had a deal in place where Woj couldn't tip
picks.
No
tipping of the picks.
So instead, he started tweeting stuff out like, Memphis is locked in on selecting Jaren Jackson Jr., sources tell ESPN.
Okay, so locked in. That's creative.
Chicago zeroing in on Wendell Carter with the 7th overall pick, league sources tell ESPN.
Kind of the same thing.
That is tipping picks. I'm sorry, but that's did that happen?
It's
a creative loophole.
The Utah Jazz have no plans to pass on Grayson Allen with the 21st overall pick.
So that one I like.
So is he's just basically thumbing his nose at this and saying, screw you, I'm not following your rules.
Yeah.
I'm Woj. I drop Woj bombs. Do something about it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not following the rules.
I mean, he didn't drop a Woj bomb the other night when he was, you know, 2 days behind the Kawhi Leonard story. But yes, I understand what you're saying.
Damn it, Jones.
I understand what you're saying. Yes. That was one of my favorites. Grayson, the Jazz have no plans, all caps,
yeah,
to pass on Grayson Allen.
And as far as
the worst one was the
Woj
laser.
Annoying me, I don't ever get annoyed by Woj.
No.
Love Woj.
So you like this?
He's the freaking godfather.
He said the Celtics,
the godfather of the NBA reporting beat. The Shams will never pass Woj ever in my book. Sorry. He's an offspring. I mean, he was created by Woj.
He's the pupil.
Yeah, yeah.
He's the pupil who learned from the teacher.
He's
now
the
he's
mentee,
trying to
not the mentor.
Now he's trying to take down the teacher. He's Josh McDaniels to Bill Belichick.
Nope, not going to happen.
He is.
Woj will always be king in my book.
Eric Mangini to Bill Belichick is what he is.
Woj. Tom says Doncic's mom was born in 1976, by the way.
Oh,
what is that?
1 year older than me.
So what is
She's
that?
She's in her 40s.
41, 42, depending on when her birthday
is.
Holy
crap. You know, I'll tell you what, though. There are some pictures where she looks all of 40. There are others where she looks 19.
Yeah.
So
mom's decent.
So, former hurdler and model.
Last night she looked...
Hurdler?
Last night she looked closer to his girlfriend than closer to his mother, I can tell you that.
Yeah, she got a little gussied up. A little gussied up last
night. Mom's decent. Yep.
Mom's decent.
So Brady's age.
Doncic's mom has got it going on. Right?
Yeah.
So is that it, McCone? We're out of the McCone zone?
Yeah, that's the McCone zone for you.
All right.
It's a
not your strongest segment, Jones.
It's a parallel. It needs to be workshopped a little bit.
Well, one more hoops item?
It's a parallel universe. What else you got?
The Cavs drafted Colin Sexton. They gave him number 2 at the press conference today. Kyrie's number only lasted a year.
Oh, I didn't make that connection.
Like, who cares?
I thought you were going to say that LeBron loves Colin Sexton.
Maybe he asked
for
number
2. Oh, no, he does.
So everybody's going to be, oh, he's going to stay now because LeBron likes Colin Sexton.
Oh, the Heat drafted Shabazz.
Yeah.
He's going to stay.
I was going to say, oh, yeah, just like when the Heat got Shabazz Napier.
I can't believe the Cavs are that stupid. They're going to listen to LeBron. Like, you're losing him. He's not coming back, you idiots. You're going to listen to him on who to draft? How dumb are you? Like, that's so dumb. Like, at least with the Heat, that was the end of the first round. At eight, you're gonna, or nine or wherever they picked, eight, you're going to take a guy who LeBron wants just so he can bolt? That's so stupid. That's so Cleveland of them.
Cleveland is so dumb. The whole thing is dumb.
That's such a Cavaliers, Dan Gilbert moron move. That's
morons,
true.
Morons. Fools.
Yes.
Today's takeaways are next. We're going to replay promos in case you missed them yesterday.
Ooh. They give.
Give it to me. Give it to me. Give it to me now, damn it.
Tell me I'm wrong. I don't know how you could.
And they give.
We need to break news every day.
And they give.
I love breaking news.
Can't get this kind of analysis just anywhere.
And now, it's time to take.
That's not a hot take.
End of the day.
Hot takes from the day.
Today's takeaways with Zolak and Bertrand on 98.5, The Sports Hub.
Now it's time for the Awaken 180 Weight Loss Takeaway. Take away your excess weight with Awaken 180 Weight Loss, the official weight loss program of the Boston Red Sox. Friday edition of today's takeaways, which includes the fake promos, but first, what could have been a fake promo, but instead we'll play you the entire call. First call of the day here on the show.
Wow, Beetle, you are the f***ing best. I'm sorry. Sorry.
Go on.
Uh-huh. Cut his mic.
Wow. That's really awesome. Great take.
And that was the entire call.
Strong call.
I was so stunned by it. I kept him. I didn't even cut him off. Like, go on.
Well, no. What was
what else you got?
What was your working theory, or was it Louth's? That?
Oh no, it was mine.
He expected to get dumped and hung up on. So once he wasn't hung up on, he was just like, oh, I got nothing else. That's all I had.
Pretty much.
Yep.
Wow.
He's like, I'm on. That's still on.
You're on.
Oh, go ahead,
Beetle. You are the best.
What else you got, bro? And And?
More.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. You're on the right track.
And then?
And then? Yeah.
And littering and? And he had nothing else.
No, he didn't have anything else.
That's a shame.
And what, you got to finish that thought? Mm-hmm, go on. Let's finish strong. All right, now to the promos from the course of the week.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
I don't think the sweater and the Oprah interview helped.
I see more of David Bowie.
Bowie?
Bowie. Dr. Dre.
Dan Shaughnessy, Adam Jones has a lot of experience working with.
Pronounced David Bowie, we know that.
Get Shira Springer on the line. We've got the Dan Shaughnessy Show.
Nancy Marapiece Burrell right out of the shoot.
That's a good one, John. Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand. Dan Shaughnessy of the Boston Globe is with us here on Zolak and Bertrand. Hi, Dan. How are you? Nice to see you. What'd you make of the interview with Brady?
Well, first of all, I didn't watch it.
I didn't watch it, but we're going to get... We're going to get Ben Folan on the line, and he's going to tell us all about it.
Tell you what, he's reported on this more than anyone. Who better to talk to? I don't know, Dan, you?
The city's number one columnist? Maybe you have a thought on it, Dan. Maybe you formed a sports thought on that. What do you say? Zolak
and Bertrand. You want to talk about the hat?
Yes.
It's a hat.
Yes, we want to talk about the hat.
Oh, someone's had him a day.
What kind of hat is it?
It's a hat.
Daddy's drunk and pissed off.
That poor dog must have got kicked.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
Belger with an F-bomb on the air this week over his hat.
Oh, is that what that was?
Oh, yeah, he dropped an F-bomb. He goes, it's a bleeping hat. We're like, whoa.
Whoa.
Hey,
hot
boss.
Hot mics.
First of all, he walks in radio. He walks in, he's wearing a hat. The guy doesn't wear very many hats.
Kind of
hat?
He
walks in just like a
pork pie
like
hat.
Like a snapback. Like mesh backed hat.
Ah.
And we're like, wow, that's different for him, huh? Dang, got a hat on. He gets so mad in the first 10 seconds of us commenting on his hat, he takes the hat off, but where Jim Murray is right now, second window, for those of you who watch on the simulcast, and fires it at the wall.
Oh, just threw it.
We're like, what? Oh, and then Hardy starts saying, oh, daddy's drunk and pissed off. You know, like, uh-oh, look out. And he just got progressively more heated about it.
Hmm.
Yeah, crazy.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Like, what the hell were you thinking? Did you see Phil running away from the...
Oh, Jesus! Holy Jesus!
Zolak and Bertrand.
What is going on?
You notice a theme on this show this
week?
Yeah,
I guess.
Yeah, the F-bomb was in full effect.
The callers.
Full effect.
Felger.
Yep.
Hardy. McCone, you still got 3 minutes if you want to work. Right?
Throw
work,
one in there.
Work in a hard F. You got some time.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
1-0 defeat over Morocco. Is Ronaldo around?
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
And so with the goal button.
Oh, is that what that
was? Hitting the goal button toy.
The goal button.
The goal.
It's handy.
Yep. That's him.
You can't hear him wind up and hit it. That's true.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Next.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Went to Vauxhall to Disney's Habitat. And then a few months went to Raylas. We're winning all.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports
Zone. Zoe singing Michael McDonald.
Ah.
What a fool believes.
I
what
see.
What a fool believes. Went to Vauxhall. Yep.
Kind of like you.
Last one.
You at U2.
Yeah. In the name.
Yeah. Well, no, it's a little more clear. You're not really mumbling your way through it like Zoe was.
Middays at 10, Zolak and Bertrand.
Bill Cosby and OJ were his groomsmen.
Oh, my God.
That's a hell of a wedding party.
Wow.
Couldn't get Jeffrey Dahmer?
Unavailable.
Wow.
I'll bring the jello pudding.
Zolak and Bertrand, 98.5, the Sports Hub.
That's Zoe doing Cosby at the end there.
It's a strong Cosby.
That was, you know who that was who had both those two guys on the altar with him?
No. I feel like I'm going to kick myself when
well,
I hear
it. Think Cosby Show.
Mm-hmm.
Think someone who was on Cosby Show that also had a husband who was tied into sports in real life.
Tom Werner.
Felicia Rashad.
Nah, there you go.
Ahmad Rashad had
Ahmad
Rashad,
wow,
former NFL player and in NBA inside stuff, had Cosby and OJ as his groomsmen.
Hmm. I'll bring the Jell-O pudding.
And that's Cosby in Zoe's mind bringing the Jell-O pudding.
Hmm. Yep.
That's what he's got going on.
Hmm. Felger. Shaughnessy with the strong Jeffrey Dahmer reference there.
No Jeffrey Dahmer available? Huh? Yeah. Jim Murray is in for Felger today with Christian Arcand. And who's doing headlines?
Marshall Hook.
And Hook. All right. Mm. What a crew.
Hook's playing hurt.
Is he?
Yeah, he just had some sort of oral surgery, apparently.
I was going to say, it's definitely not like a Robert Williams situation. Hook's not into that.
Either that or someone gave him the what for. They didn't like his take. They found him out on those streets.
All right. Well, there you go. There's your Friday afternoon edition of Felger and Mazz on the way. Have a great weekend. I'll be with you again on Monday. Jones, good talking to you, bud.
Good times.
See you soon.